Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When Trump landed in Turkey, he immediately got lost and had to be guided around by Erdogan, the Turkey president. Look it, Erdogan is clutching his arm and basically guiding him around as if he's an old man. There is no other way to put it than global humiliation. We are currently going through global humiliation after Donald Trump, number one, tried to tinker with the FIFA World Cup rules, leading to America losing the game last night and directly leading to the players of Belgium making fun of Donald Trump's dance. You know, his signature dance? All of the players of Belgium gathered around and began to mock and imitate that. People put a side-by-side video of this very same thing happening, and this is what happens when you try to rig the game, when you try to change the rules, and then your team ends up losing. Listen, I always want United States teams to win. I'm an American. I think it's fun when the United States wins. I watch it with my friends. I also don't think that Donald Trump should be using his presidential power to place pressure on every single thing possible. Schools, institutions like colleges, law firms, media, FIFA World Cup. He's even trying to get Europe to just give us Greenland through Denmark, and he's pressuring them at this NATO summit. It is all humiliating and despicable, and when I call it a global humiliation ritual, I truly mean that. Like, even ahead of this NATO summit that Donald Trump is currently in Turkey for, Vladimir Putin began to strike the hell out of Ukraine, killing 21 civilians, injuring 60 more, destroying buildings, and it's worth pointing out, this was directly after a phone call with Donald Trump. So Donald Trump and Putin hop on the phone, and Trump starts to talk about how well this went. The phone call went amazing. It went swimmingly. Putin and him are aligned. And then Putin continues to humiliate him, the United States, and all of NATO by continuing to destroy and slaughter Ukrainians. And Donald Trump acts like we're on the verge of a deal. It is an actual humiliation ritual that we're going to talk about throughout this video in a steady-handed manner. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'm going to run you guys through the global picture and what's going on over in Turkey as the United States makes a move to sell precious F-35 jets to the NATO ally of Turkey. Turkey is the NATO ally that is the softest on Russia. They are economically tied to Russia, and they kind of like to play both sides. They like to play like triple, quadruple sides. So even a lot of our NATO allies aren't very comfortable with giving an unreliable partner like Turkey these technical secrets that could land in the hands of China. On top of all of that, Donald Trump, before he went to this NATO summit, decided to provoke Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni a little bit more by saying restraining order needed. He gets confronted about that while at this summit, but we'll get there later in the video. Let's start off with this F-35 question. And if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, if you appreciate the steady-handed analysis, it means the world every time you drop a like, every time you hit the subscribe button. It helps boost us at a time when these right-wing algorithms, these right-wing MAGA people are kind of just growing in the algorithms. We have to be pushing back. And I just want to say thank you all.
Mr. President, are you going to sell F-35s to Turkey, and what about the legal restrictions?
Well, it's a decision we're going to make. We have a very good relationship. I would think that many people, I can tell you, many people, including the people sitting right here, thinks, you know, why wouldn't we do that? We have a better relationship with Turkey, and Turkey's been in many ways much more loyal than other countries that we think would be loyal. So, yeah, it's something certainly we would consider. It's a great plane. It's the best, currently the best plane by far. And it's certainly something we will consider, yeah.
Okay, so he doesn't answer the question. The question is quite literally, what about the legal restrictions we have on Turkey? We have sanctions and other restrictions because Turkey still works economically with Russia. They still sometimes help Russia militarily. So it's an unreliable partner, and Donald Trump is the only person in NATO who landed and got this grand reception from Turkey and Turkey's president. The Canadian PM, the French prime minister, other leaders all landed in Turkey for the NATO summit, but they uniquely rolled out the red carpet for Trump because they view him as a mark. He is two things: an easily scammable target, And number two, a uniquely transactional human being who has no problem selling out our country as if it is the Gilded Age. He also refers to Erdogan as a great ally throughout this meeting, but it's just so backwards. As this account points out, no, Erdogan is not respected all over the world. He's an autocrat who regularly jails opposition politicians and journalists. Just last week, Turkey banned an American LGBTQ cruise from docking in its ports, citing family values. So, of course, Donald Trump admires Erdogan. He admires anybody who is vaguely authoritarian or very authoritarian. He likes Viktor Orban, or he liked Orban before he got beat by Magyar. He likes Vladimir Putin, and he shows that every single time he talks about him. This clip is incredibly important and uniquely humiliating for the U.S., because 24 hours ago, Donald Trump was giving a presser in the Oval Office in front of a bunch of children. Now, thankfully, the children that Donald Trump was kind of speaking to in the room that you can see on the left-hand side of this clip were all sound asleep by the time we got to this part of the speech, because Trump was so incredibly boring. There's actually something really cute about this on the left-hand side. This kid sleeping on the young girl's shoulder. It's actually a really cute sight. But I'm kind of glad they fell asleep, because Trump was ranting and raving about cryptocurrency and Putin during this. Take a listen.
So we'll take a few questions, please.
Mr. President, Vladimir Putin, shortly after speaking to you on July 4th, struck Kyiv and killed innocent civilians. Why isn't he feeling any pressure after speaking with you?
Well, I think he does feel pressure. He wants to end it, and Ukraine wants to end it, and we're in talks, and we'll see if we can get it ended. It's a terrible thing. I ended 8 wars, and this was, in my opinion, going to be an easier one, because I know both heads. I didn't know most of the heads. I did India. I did Pakistan. I did others. That could have been a real bad one. Nuclear. That was going to be nuclear. It could have been, as the Prime Minister of Pakistan, could have been 40 million people.
Holy shit, what the hell is he talking about?
Would have been killed, maybe 50 million.
What are you talking about?
They had shot down 11 planes. It was raging for 4 days, and I got it stopped. And I did that, but this is one that I think we're getting much closer than people realize. And President Putin wants it to end, I will tell you that.
Bro, no, he doesn't. This pisses me off. Let me say this as clearly as possible. Vladimir Putin launched this illegal war, and he could end it at any moment he wants. Instead, he calls Trump on the phone, talks to Trump for about 8 hours, according to Trump, and then proceeds to strike Kyiv and humiliate Donald Trump, the United States, NATO, and slaughter civilians in Ukraine. The naivete is sickening.
Very strongly, a good call. And President Zelensky actually wants it to end now. And we're going to be going to NATO, and we're going to be talking about it. And I think we're going to get it ended. It's been a terrible situation. Think of this. 25,000 people, 2 months ago, 25,000 people were killed, 1 month soldiers. Last month set the record. 36,000 people were killed in 1 month. Young soldiers, they go off to war.
Okay, wait. Now hear what Donald Trump says about Putin today at the NATO summit in front of our NATO allies.
I do. I had a very good talk with President Putin, who, by the way, has a lot of respect for President Erdogan. A lot of respect for
Erdogan? Isn't it Erdogan? Isn't it Erdogan, not Erdogan?
President Erdogan.
Am I tweaking or is he tweaking?
A lot of respect for him. We had a long talk yesterday, lasted a long time, and I also spoke with President Zelensky right after that. I think they both want to make a deal. It's too bad it took so long, but I think something's going to come out, and the president's also helping us with that, but I think there's something. You know, I settled 8 wars, and I think we're going to be settling a 9. It doesn't seem likely now, but sometimes with war, I see when it's least likely, that's when it happens.
He has not settled 8 wars. He's maybe settled the Iran war 8 times, but it's still basically going on. Number two, this point is very, very critical that I'm about to make. Any deal that doesn't have deep security guarantees for Zelensky will lead to another war with Ukraine breaking out in just a few years. Any deal that doesn't lead to long-term guarantees that Russia won't reinvade Ukraine will lead to Putin just sparking this war again. If you don't believe me, look at what he's done already. In 2008, he invaded Georgia. Then he slowed down. Then in 2014, he invaded Crimea. Then he slowed down. Then in 2022, he invaded Ukraine proper again to try to get Kyiv. And then he's kind of going to reel back maybe. He will continue to launch this war because his territorial ambitions span across all of Europe. He wants all of Europe. So Donald Trump is getting played like a fool by Vladimir Putin. It is actually uniquely humiliating how Donald Trump continues to fall for Vladimir Putin's like dollar on a string, continuing to string Donald Trump along over and over. And he says, Putin wants to end the war. Dog.
I had a very good talk with President Putin. I had a very good talk with, I would say, as a combination. A lot of times I'd do well with Putin and Zelensky would be a problem, or vice versa. Zelensky would be great and Putin would be. They both want to get it settled now. More than that's all I do in my life is deals.
This is projection. He wants to get it settled in the same way that he was desperate for an Iran deal. So he just says that they all want to get it settled. It's just uniquely embarrassing and humiliating. In the next clip, Donald Trump can't even understand the question from a reporter about Russian missile defense systems. He can't even understand what's being asked of him.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Dude, you're the one making the deal. What?
Third party. Is that not part of the deal?
Third party? What is the third, with respect to what?
The question is, are the F-35s going to go through a third party to get to Turkey?
Our concerns about the Russian missile defense systems. Do you have those concerns about this system? Are they going to
I have no concerns at all about anything. I mean, he's a leader of a country that he's made a much better country, much more powerful country, and a you see it. I mean, it's beautiful. You get off, the roads are beautiful.
This is the president of the United States who just said, I have no concerns about anything. He has access to confidential briefings. He has experts that are supposed to be informing him. He's supposed to be analyzing the risks of national security, but he's instead saying he has no concerns at all.
No concerns at all about anything. I mean,
about anything? You have no concerns about anything, dog? Here is Donald Trump responding to his post about Giorgia Meloni, the prime minister of Italy, in person. So he's been antagonizing Meloni for probably about a month now. About a month ago, he claimed that Meloni came up and begged him for a photo, was begging him for a photo. And she came out and was like, dude, number one, that didn't happen. Number two, why are you such an asshole to all of your allies? She said it in other words. But then this morning, Donald Trump couldn't stop himself from posting this. Restraining order needed, he posted about Meloni. And then he gets confronted about this.
Great job. He's pulled it together. Not an easy job.
With respect to Prime Minister Meloni, that true social post with the restraining order.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's a nice person, actually. We've had a good, we had a bad relationship. It became a little bad because she refused to help us. Again, I didn't put a heavy press on her, but she refused to get involved with the Hormuz Strait, or you could also say just Iran.
Our allies aren't going to go on a suicide mission by trying to send their vessels through the Strait on some wartime mission for Donald Trump, who doesn't deserve any trust or respect. Why would you think that our NATO allies trust or respect you or want to go to war with you, bro? It's never going to happen. Right here is one of the most humiliating aspects. And just indulge me for one second, because I know that I'm going off on a lot of foreign policy stuff, but this is very, very important. Donald Trump lands in Turkey for the beginning of this NATO summit. And of course, he has to kick it off with a bunch of BS. But the most offensive part is he's kicking off this NATO summit by flirting with the idea of drawing down troops in Europe at a time when Putin's shadow is looming over all of Eastern Europe and he wants to invade more and more. We have Donald Trump saying this. He's just so soft on Putin. What did Putin tell him yesterday?
Mr. President, are further drawdowns in Europe? Are you likely to announce further troop drawdowns in Europe?
Say it.
Are further troop drawdowns in Europe likely? And are you satisfied with the progress that NATO allies have made?
Well, we're going to see. I was very disappointed with NATO. And frankly, if it weren't held in Turkey, where my friend happens to be a very strong leader, a very strong person, it's possible that I wouldn't have attended.
Bruh, this guy is like a child. It's like me when I'm at prom and I'm like, I wasn't even going to go to prom. If it wasn't held at this place, I wasn't even going to go.
I felt I had to attend because of the fact that, you know, I know he's gone all out. It was a big thing to have NATO come to Turkey or any place else. It's a big thing. But we weren't treated well because we did something in Iran We don't need anybody's help. I didn't even want their help.
Bro, you were just complaining that Georgia Maloney wouldn't help you. Oh, my God. This is like if I went to prom and didn't have a date. And then I'm like, yeah, I didn't even want to go in the first place. But I went because it's held at this really cool venue. You know what? I didn't even want a date. I didn't even want a date in the first place.
Want their help. But before I asked, they said they wouldn't be there. And we've invested trillions of dollars in NATO. Why? To protect European countries and others, Canada, etc. But to protect people, countries from, generally speaking, it used to be the Soviet Union, now it's Russia. And I say that's fine.
Donald Trump doesn't have the ability to do second-order thinking, to think about the secondary results of things. It's not just that NATO protects European countries. It's that NATO protects the entire global order that allows people to thrive in liberal societies. When I say liberal, I mean societies that promotes social harmony and equality and human dignity. A lot of these NATO countries that Trump is shitting on, Canada, France, Italy, the United Kingdom, a lot of them are imperfect countries. I'm not going to say that they're perfect or anything, but these are some of the leading countries in allowing, you know, human rights and human dignity. So what we're doing with NATO is protecting that. NATO was actually created after World War II. A bunch of leaders got together and tried to find a way to stop the world from devolving into another bloody worldwide conflict. Now, Trump is starting his own isolated conflicts in the Middle East, but it's worked thus far for the past 80 or 90 years. We haven't gotten into a massive global war since World War II.
But you would think that they'd be very willing to do something to help us, and they really weren't. In the case of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister, I guess he's no longer there, maybe because of this. It was a very unpopular thing he did. He said,
bro, Trump started off the NATO summit by shitting on Canada, shitting on the United Kingdom, shitting on all of our allies, and then praising Vladimir Putin and implying that NATO doesn't really need to exist whatsoever. I want to finish off with this clip of Donald Trump talking about Greenland and Denmark. He then tries to pressure the people at this NATO summit to give him Greenland.
With respect to what? Well, that's what hurt my relationship with NATO, because Greenland doesn't help Denmark. Denmark doesn't spend money to really help Greenland, but it's an important part for the United States. And it's surrounded by China ships and Russian ships. And that's not going to happen. The ships is, it's not going to happen. It was Greenland that, in my, and it continues to be, that should be controlled by the United States, not by Denmark. And when they wouldn't go along with it, and with all the money we spend to help them with Russia, and we don't have to spend any money, we could remove all of our soldiers out of Europe. Because as you probably noticed, Europe's a very different place. And we don't have to spend any money. We could remove all of our soldiers out of Europe.
Dude, what the hell? How is he starting off the NATO summit by threatening to remove all of our troops?
Because as you probably noticed, Europe's a very different place than it was 20 years ago. A lot different, much different. It's a much different, and they better be careful.
Bro.
With immigration and energy.
This guy is the absolute worst. I want to end this off with a clip of Donald Trump being guided around by Erdogan, the president of Turkey. It's so bad that when Donald Trump landed in Turkey, he immediately got lost and had to be guided around by Erdogan, the Turkey president. Look it. Erdogan is clutching his arm and basically guiding him around as if he's an old man. He also uniquely laid out the red carpet for Donald Trump, and not really for other people, because he wanted to placate Trump and get these F-35s. He then starts clapping for Trump. Dude, what is happening here? This is an absolute glaze fest, and I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all later, and peace out.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.